So I was stressed, thinking about all the different things in my life. So there I was, trying all these different things to just make my life right. From exercising, skateboarding, to riding my bike. From helping people, giving to people, to taking very long hikes. But it was like, wherever I was or whatever I was doing, I felt deep inside of me, it was either fight or flight. So a lot of time passed, and things seemed the same. On the outside, I was cool. But in the inside, I was really losing it in my soul and in my brain. I seen people on TV losing it, and they had all the fortune and fame. It's like everywhere I look, man, all I seen was pain. I started really thinking to myself, you know what? This life of mine, it's just lame. Turning to drugs, booze, and sexual desires, greed, hate, and nice rims on my tires. I could hear a voice crying out, "You are getting closer to hell." I drowned that voice with booze, thinking it is what it is. Oh well. But this was before I knew this temple of mine right here would be where the Holy Spirit would dwell. So a lot of time passed. One night I broke down and cried. I asked God to forgive me and accept Christ into my life. Soon after that, the Holy Spirit spoke. "Son, the enemy has lied. Life is going to be tough. It is not going to be an easy ride. But everything will be cool as long as you stick by my side." So since then, I study scripture as much as I can, because that's God's word. I'm not believing in any man. This is a 24/7 thing and not my way. This is sticking by the Lord every single day. So Lord, keep me in your hands. This is what I pray. So let's get it.
Blessed with the sword of truth, shield, faith, salvation on my head, and praise against hate. Okay. Christ came, died, rose, and set things straight. Prophecies fulfilled, man, God's never late. Yeah. Demons coming at me saying Christ is fake. But the Holy Father got your boy walking in faith.
Walk it out.
My friends looking at me like I made a mistake. Think I lost it, but Christ got me straight.
Yeah.
Living for the Lord is nothing but pure joy.
Yeah, man.
So it's R.I.P. to the old me. And now you know, boy, so let's go.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to the old me, R.I.P. to the old me, R.I.P. to the old me. If you used to know me, now I'm gone. So it's R.I.P. to the old me, R.I.P. to the old me, R.I.P. to the old me, to the old me, to the old me.
Yeah, check out Luke 9:24. Let's crave that spiritual milk like 1 Peter 2:1-3. The old me is dead. So make sure you send them flowers and